Turning, written by Tim Winton and read by Humphrey Bower and Caroline Lee. Late Sunday night, when Ricky was long abed and the fire all but out, there was a gentle knock at the door.
"I'm sorry," Fay murmured. "I just had to."
He let her in, and with her came the night chill. They sat by the hearth, but he didn't stoke the fire for fear of encouraging Fay to linger. She sat down in a quilted jacket, jeans and hiking boots, and fingered the book he'd been reading. As she leant in toward the remains of the fire, her hair crowded her face. "Everything all right?" She shook her head. He sighed. "Want a cuppa?"
"Yeah," she said. "Coffee."
He went into the kitchen to fill the kettle. When he returned, Fay was putting wood on the fire.
"I should have been at a meeting tonight," she said.
"I've skipped two in a row."
"So don't miss the next one."
"There's no one I can turn to, Pete. You're it."
"Your parents know you're here?"
"Yeah, they're freaking. When I get agitated and restless like this, they think I'm going to go out and score."
"And are you?"
"I'm here, aren't I? Shit, they're still searching my room and I'm 30 years old, for Christ's sake. At least if I'm here, they'll relax. God, they're ecstatic. You're the golden boy. Dad even drove me," she said with a girlish laugh.
"He drove you here?"
"So sad."
Dyson lowered himself into a chair and felt a new weight of fatigue on him.
"Tell me about your wife," she said.
"What kind of state are you in, Fay?"
"Frazzled," she said, "teetering. So tell me about her."
Dyson shook his head. Fay whistled through her teeth.
"What do you want from me?" he asked. "Respect," she said. "No, adoration. Shit, Pete, I just want a safe place to be. Someone trustworthy. I can trust you, can't I?"
Fay pulled her knees up to her chin, and in that single movement, with her hair down her arms and her eyes tilted up at him, she became an eerie ghost of her teenage self. Dyson got up and went back to the kitchen to make her coffee. He stood shaken at the stove. He turned a teaspoon over and over in his hand so that the light caught it.